Emily Roman, August 21st, 7:33 p.m. Detective Philip Kent and I are just reaching the scene of the incident.
Really? The tape recorder again?
It's nothing new.
Right.
Small house located on Galen Street, Rutherford. Town is located north of Gainesville.
Northwest, if you want to be exact.
Kent?
Jay, just trying to help.
House is old. Nice yard. Long driveway. Front door is open. One window shattered. Windows located on the right side of the door.
Oh, good, you're here. It's pretty gruesome inside.
That's all right. We're used to gruesome. I'm Detective Kent, and this is my partner, Detective Roland.
Nice to meet you. Officer Rebecca North.
Lead the way, officer. Officer Norris leads us up the steps to the front door. A bit of blood on the top step and the doorknob.
I take it you saw her already?
Yeah, we saw her. Outside the gas station with several holes in her chest.
They had to do it. She was fucking insane.
That's what they tell us. By the way, I hope it's okay I'm recording.
My voice?
Yes.
Actually, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Look, you get over it. Can we go inside now?
We head inside. Living room is spacious. One overturned chair, a few magazines scattered on the floor. A rip in one curtain.
It's in here.
Officer Norris leads us down a hallway, into the den.
Jesus Christ. That's nice.
Told you.
God.
Go ahead, Roland. Describe it.
We have two kids, one male, one female, hanging from the ceiling fan. Boy seems to be about four. Girl, seven possibly.
Neighbor said four and six.
Correction. Boy's four, girl six. Ceiling fan is falling under the ceiling. Bits of tile on floor. We move around the room to the left side corner. A man, possibly early 40s. 42-year-old man is nailed to the wall to the left of the love seat. It appears he has been gutted. Remains are piled in front of him on the floor.
Look, the knife's still in him.
Large knife is stuck in the lower abdomen.
Oh, and this.
Officer Norris is pointing to the floor where three shell casings.
Do you have to use my name?
No, she doesn't. But she will.
I'm going to need to talk to you.
I'll do it, Roland.
I'd like it recorded.
I know you will. But why don't I handle it? Why don't you go ahead and get started here?
I'll consent. It's just that I don't want anything to be said without...
I know.
Kent leads Officer Norris out of the room, stepping around bloodstains. Floor is splattered with blood. Three large stains under children. Below man and a third stain near doorway. Interesting. It's now 7:39 and I'm donning gloves.